And now this is a dictation for Philip, P-H-I-L-I-P, Scott, S-C-O-T-T, January 11, 89, addresses a letter to Jill, J-I-L-L, Gear, G-E-E-R, NP 810-244-0226. Dear Jill, follow up for Mr. Scott. He goes by Brandon. Low sodium concentration, last visit a year ago. Developmental disability, as well as bipolar disorder seizures. According to caregiver, no hospital visit, has lost few pounds, 2 meals a day, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no abdominal pain, no infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood, no gross edema, claudication, discolor of the toes, no chest pain, palpitation, or increase of dyspnea. Review system done being negative. Medication list review. I want to highlight the Lasix. On lithium exposure, a number of psychiatry medications, takes potassium, Prilosec, sodium tablets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Excuse me, on physical exam, no respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no abdominal or back tenderness, no edema, and no gross tremors or rigidity. Next paragraph, chemistries. Blood test has been repeated today, not available. Early July, normal kidney function. Low sodium, low potassium, low bicarbonate. Normal albumin, corrected calcium, normal low. Liver function test not elevated. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. A number of electrolyte abnormalities. He denies diarrhea or vomiting. He's exposed to low dose of diuretics. That could explain the potassium and low sodium. Magnesium will be updated given that he's exposed to Prilosec. Blood pressure in the low side. Valium appears normal to low. Normal kidney function. Mild degree of anemia. Prior urine testing. High sodium, probably from diuretics. Could be related to SIADH, urine osmolality, no recent numbers, continuum medication for seizures and bipolar disorder, continue to follow.